While there are so many reasons to see Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, here are Gina Della from Pella's top 10 reasons to visit PellaWI.com now. Number 10, Pella of Wisconsin installs year-round. Number 9, every Pella of Wisconsin installer is Pella certified to ensure your complete satisfaction. Number 8, Pella of Wisconsin teams complete installation in as little as one day. Numbers 7 through 5, a 2020 survey rated Pella Windows number 1 for highest value, highest quality, and most preferred by Green Bay and Milwaukee homeowners. Numbers 4 and 3, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has 6 lines to fit your style and financing to fit any budget. Number 2, now Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's featured offer gives you 5 years, no interest, plus 5 months, no payments. And the number 1 reason to see Pella of Wisconsin now, these offers end January 31st. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com, PellaWI.com, or call 855-PELLA-WI, 855-PELLA-WI. Tell them Regular Joe sent you. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Principles, integrity, merit, and conservatism without an apology. Welcome to the Regular Joe Show.
Welcome back, Joe Gigante, your regular Joe here with you on this Hump Day Wednesday, inviting you to be a part of the conversation. 888-455-1360. You heard from Adam Jarko earlier, newest official candidate for Attorney General here in the state of Wisconsin. What did you think about what you heard? And then what are your thoughts? We'll get more into this in the next hour. What's going on with Voss and Janelle Branchen, as well as the machinations coming from on high, as goes the continuing effort to deconstruct these great United States. But first, as promised, here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Professor Jen Psaki trying to explain the new covidtest.gov website, the stages that it's in. She's about to give you an IT crash course, cut number 7.
Sure. So covidtest.gov is in the beta phase right now, which is a standard part of the process, typically as it's being kind of tested in the early stages of being rolled out. We didn't start from scratch here, of course. The Postal Service already runs a website that sells goods to the public, as you know. Every website launch, in our view, comes with risk. We can't guarantee there won't be a bug or two, but the best tech teams across the administration and the Postal Service are working hard to make this a success.
So first of all, I just want to tell you that nothing assuages people's concerns and fears like saying, don't worry, the Postal Service is on the job. I mean, that just makes you feel completely at ease, right? I mean, that's the agency that has been insolvent for, what, 70 years or something now at this point? And then she backs up, well, the best tech teams in the government and the Postal Service. Oh, well, that just, now I'm really feeling good about this website. But if you paid attention, she's like, well, it's in the beta testing. We're in the beta testing phase, which is the phase when we test the site. Right. That you just said that a moment ago, but typical Jen saying, now look, it's not just her. I happened to spy some segments of The View. And well, before I play Professor Goldberg, Whoopi Goldberg, that is. First, I have to tell you, here's how they open the show. Cut 25. This is the big news that they wanted to share on The View yesterday.
Yes, it was very odd. You heard the sound of one hand clapping. We are here back in the studio. It is bereft of most people. There are some people here because, of course, we couldn't do this.
I don't know about you, but this scared me when she said you're back.
But it's a little freaky, so if we seem a little stally, that's what it is. How you feeling about being back at the table?
Well, I don't mind it because, you know, the delay and the Zooming that we were doing was starting to make me nuts. That delay, like when you say something and then by the time you hear me, I'm already on the next topic.
Right.
So I didn't like that. But I don't I'd feel a little uncomfortable, you know, being in the world right now with all of the craziness that's going on.
Yeah.
Okay, so first of all, I got news for you, Joy Behar. It wasn't Zoom that made you nuts. You were nuts long before you were ever on a Zoom call. But this whole, I don't feel comfortable being in the world. And, oh, we're back. Yes, we feel safe to be in the studio, but we have other people gone. Really, get over it already. But here's Professor Goldberg. Now, you had Jen Psaki explaining IT to you. Now, Professor Goldberg, because they were complaining about the delay. And apparently, this is new to these people that live in whited towers. And with gold fixtures everywhere. So she is here to explain to you how another IT lesson on what is known as a delay. Cut 26.
And the reason that happens is because we talk, then wherever we are, it travels to the studio.
Yes.
And then someone else talks, and then it has to travel all the way back. Oh. So that's the 2.25 seconds. It's crazy. It's like
What is this magic they speak of? You talk in one place and someone else hears you? What? For goodness sake, how is this happening? Is this witchcraft? And by the way, that does not create a 2-second delay. With modern tech, I don't want to go too nerdy on you, but with technology nowadays, I do live remotes all over the state and there's virtually no delay. So I don't know what technology they're using there, but it just struck my funny bone as I hear Jen Psaki explaining beta testing, and then I have to listen to Whoopi Goldberg explaining why they got confused during their show from Zooms because of all the delays. By the way, I could solve that problem for you, and it wouldn't even involve you putting your health at risk by being in the same studio with other living, breathing human beings, which is very, very scary, at least to Joy Behar. She doesn't want to be in that world. I promise you, simple solution. Everybody would cheer. Cancel the View. Stop the cackling cows, and everybody will be a much better person.
The Regular Joe Show.